Are you ready to uncover your highest purpose, passion, and potential in life? Then you should know the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. Do you have a dream to get in better shape, heal relationships, or even create true financial freedom? Whatever it is, understand that the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. If you're ready to unlock your greatest potential, erase limiting beliefs, and be guided on the journey of creating your dream life, then you're in the right place. This is The Higher Self with your host, Danny Morrell.
Men, this week's episode of The Higher Self is for you and, quite frankly, for the women that love you. I was just sharing a story with a friend of mine about an activity that we do at our retreats. If you don't know, we host 3 to 4 retreats per year. We take people away from the U.S., you know, go to a beautiful country somewhere and spend 7 days together healing and really going deep. And as I was sharing the story, I realized how impactful this particular story was. And I want to share it with you because this week something happened in my life that I feel could resonate with you and I feel could help you grow, especially if you're a guy. You see, I posted a picture this week on Instagram, and it was a before and after picture. It was a picture of my old self, which was obviously much more swollen. As a matter of fact, I'll probably have the team add that picture in here somewhere so you could check it out. And a picture of my new self, which is not so swollen. I believe the difference is a 45-pound difference or so. And as I was sharing this with this friend, the story, I was talking about my transformation and how many issues I had with my body, how many negative emotions I had, how many negative thoughts and feelings, and how all of those thoughts and feelings were surrounding two things. On the dark side, it was me being deeply insecure with myself, and it was me feeling a lot of shame and a lot of guilt about myself energetically now, because you could say that it was about the body, but the body is really just a reflection of what's going on inside. The body is surface, right? What was going on inside within me, that's the good stuff. That's how you heal, quite frankly. And so I could remember being in high school, and I had a friend, and this friend for some reason was just really comfortable being himself. He'd take his shirt off. We'd go to the beach. We'd go to the pool, whatever the case may be. And I always admired this friend because this friend had so much peace. Or I didn't even know what peace was back then, obviously. He just had the guts to take his shirt off, especially around girls. This was a big deal. That's something that I was not comfortable with, you know. And I looked up to that individual and I looked up to that person and I admired that person because ultimately what I admired in him, at least in regards to that issue, was that he was free and I was not. And what I want to share with you is that if you ever have that with someone, you know, or you ever admire something in someone else, who you're really admiring is the highest version of yourself. Because you see, there's nothing that no one else has, or there's nothing that no one else has become that you cannot have or become. It's just you're on your journey, and you got to understand that. And so sometimes these emotions can turn a little negative. Sometimes there could be jealousy and anger or whatever the case may be. That's you and your wounded inner child not knowing and understanding what's really happening. What really is happening is that that individual is just a mirror for you. They're a mirror for your highest self, right? And so what they do is they trigger something inside of you. And I want you to really think about this. I want you to really, if you can, grab a pen and a piece of paper, and I want you to write down the names of people that trigger you, even the ones you don't like, especially the ones you don't like. And write their names down and start to understand next to their name. Just write the word mirror and say, you know what? How is this person showing me something about myself that I wish I had? Even if they're loud and outspoken. Maybe you wish you were a little bit more outspoken, a little bit louder. Even if they're free with their sexuality. Maybe you wish you were a little bit freer with yours. If they make a lot of money and you're mad at that, maybe deep inside, what you really wish and know is that you have the potential to make more money. If they're powerful and, you know, you call it ego, right? Let me tell you something. It takes an ego to point out an ego. And so what you're really mad at or you're really uncomfortable with is the fact that these people are a mirror for your highest self and you haven't done the work yet to discover that version of yourself. No shame. That's why it's called a journey, right? What's happening right now in the world is more and more people are awakening to true spirituality. More and more people are awakening to what it is to be on this journey, this beautiful journey called life. And so, you know, for me, my body was a major issue. It was, I don't know if I had body dysmorphia. I don't know what you want to call it. I was just jacked up. And I would constantly do things to myself to make things worse, quite frankly. Mind you, I would go to the gym every day. I would go to the gym every single day, every single morning, 4:30 in the morning. This was even while I was building my company. As a matter of fact, when you saw that picture on Instagram, you saw that before that night was after one of our famous Christmas galas. This is a party that I created because I like to have a great time and I love to celebrate. And so I created this party. This annual event where we'd get all of our agents and everybody in the staff and we'd treat them to this, you know, the biggest party. Cause you know, Ego Danny had to have the biggest party. So sure enough, we had the biggest freaking party. Right. And that night, you know, at the time we were doing, what year was that? 700 million in sales or so, something like that. Whole bunch of revenue, you know, things were great. But this is a message for all of you men. On the outside, things were great, right? And maybe you have that picture-perfect life, because I thought I did, right? And people thought I did. But my body was showing the truth. My body was showing that inside of me, there was a disconnect. There was pain. There was a lot of healing that had to take place. And by the way, we show this in many ways. We'll get into that in another episode, or we'll go deep at Awaken. But for me, it was my body, right? There was deep shame about myself and deep guilt about my true power, my true potential. And once I went in and I addressed that, that's when the body started to heal. That's when, you know, quite frankly, all of my dreams came true when it comes to my physicality. Because I've always been the kind of guy that has wanted it all. I've just always been that way. Because I figured if you could have it, why not have it all, right? If you can think, why not think big, right? If there's an option between rich and poor, why not rich? If there's an option between happy and sad, why not happy? If there's an option between dream woman and just anybody, or dream partner and just anybody, why not dream partner? There's an option between dream body and unhealthy body. Why not dream body? And so when you want it all, well, then you got to go in and you got to heal and you got to discover the truth about who you really are and the truth about what God made you to be. And so through this lesson that I had with myself, where I literally had shame, I wouldn't be able to take my shirt off, you know, me posting a picture of me with my shirt off on Instagram, forget about it. There's no way you can have paid me to do that. I took that lesson into this retreat that we're telling you about, and it's a beautiful experience. And what we did at this most recent experience I was sharing with this friend, what we did was we separated the men and the women. And the men went in one area of the retreat with me, and the women went in another area. And as I sat with the men, I had been walking around the whole retreat with my shirt off, and I was the leader. We were in front of a beach, beautiful location in Colombia, shoes off so we could make sure that we're grounding. You know, there's a lot of energy when you sit with the medicine, so forth and so on. So I was walking around the whole time. I was giving classes with my shirt off. I was just comfortable, really comfortable, which was major for me, major, because as little as 2 years ago, never. I thought about it, but what are they going to think? What are they going to say? Oh my God, how do I look? How do, blah, 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 all these thoughts, you know, because if I think them, you think them. And, you know, I gather the men and I I sit them around and we're about to have a conversation. We have about an hour and a half booked for just us men. And I want to go deep. I want to uncover some real shit. Some real shit. Because the real shit, people, I say this humbly, but yet I got to say this. I've been in personal development and in seminars and I've read books. I've done it all for about 20 years. I've never been to a seminar or an event that does like what we do, the work that we do with human beings, other than Joe Dispenza. And that was recent, which Joe Dispenza, I give all props to. But, you know, most events, they deal with the masculine, the mind. And so what happens is you go to an event and you start jumping around. You feel really excited. You feel pumped up. Yeah, this is the time I'm going to do it. You might even say some affirmations. You know, you say, oh, I'm going to change my life this time. They make you do the wheel of life. And, you know, you have your health, your fitness, your family, your finances, your wealth, your money, your travel, your contribution. And it's that's a whole game in and of itself because you're always out of balance, right, until you heal inside. And once you do, it's like you don't even need no freaking wheel. You are balanced. Anyhow, but I wanted to get with what we do and the work we do, I want to go in, you know, and many of you who've been with us at Awaken, you know that, you know, we go deep. And so I looked at the men, I said, men, how many of you want to heal right now? Heal a part of you that needs healing. And you know, that's a sales question. I am a former salesperson because they're not going to be able to say no to that. So they all raise their hands and they say, yes, okay, good. Then I'm going to challenge you with something. And every other man had their shirt on. I was the only one, which is a sign. It's a sign of freedom, liberation. And quite frankly, it's a sign of you being comfortable in your own true masculine energy. So I said, take your shirts off. Take your shirts off. Now, I'm a reflector. So I felt everybody's, all of their energy. I felt their insecurities. I felt their doubts. I felt it all. I just started drawing it all in and, you know, giving it back and doing what I need to do to help protect my energy. And one by one, it was like, this is now grown men. Most 90% of the men that attended were all businessmen, successful businessmen, mind you. Many of them, my brothers, and I love them. And I love them so much that I want to help them with this, you know, because I know in some way, shape or form, it's blocking their true power and their true potential. So they all take their shirts off. If you would have seen the look in their eyes, the expression, the eyes, they never lie. On last week's show, my friend Mervat, if you would have seen that woman, we got so many comments on Instagram. Oh my God, that glow, her glow, because you could physically see her glow. Many of you have, you know, and I thank you for this. You've commented the same thing about me and my skin and how it looks different. People, that's why I'm so passionate about what I do. Because everyone that goes through this healing process, the mind, the emotions, the thoughts, that heals. Then the body follows. And then relationships and the money outside of that, that all of that follows as well. It happens. It's like a blueprint. It's like a blueprint. So I'm watching the eyes and the eyes are like this. Pay attention. Do you know how many eyes I've seen like that? Do you know how many overly active minds are not able to look you in the eye because they're constantly moving because the mind is afraid and scared and doing what the mind does? You know human beings like this, don't you? You think they were born like that? No. No, they just learned to be that way because of fear. And all of that can be healed. All of that can be healed. And little by little, they started to get uncomfortable. Comfortable. They started to get more comfortable and more comfortable and more comfortable. And they thought this was enough. But I challenged them even more. I said, now what I want you to do is in your most vulnerable state, because truly our most vulnerable state is being naked, right? It's being naked is having no barriers. I wasn't going to ask them to do that. That's a whole nother story. But I said, in your most vulnerable state, I want you to share your three deepest, darkest secrets, or at least one. I think it was one. One, the deepest, darkest secret that you have, the thing that you're holding on to right now about your life that you're ashamed of. And, you know, leadership is leading, right? And you truly can't lead other people until you're first able to lead yourself. And so the way that you help heal and guide other people is by you first going through it yourself, just like in business. You can't ever teach anybody to do or accomplish something unless you first go through it yourself. And that's why on Instagram, most of you can sniff some of these people who are trying to lead from a wound a mile away. And if you can, it's just because you're not awakened yet. Anyhow, I led. I said, I'll go first. And I shared some stuff that I was dealing with, you know? And their jaws dropped because they look at me as the leader and the guide, and they're like, you know, you create these models or these images in your head where you think people are perfect or whatever. And what you're really doing is you're putting other people on a pedestal, because essentially deep within inside of yourself, you haven't yet discovered how to grow into your highest self. And so what they are is they're a mirror for you of what you can become. And yet the truth is, if you've heard me say this before, no one's different than anybody. We're all the same. We're all one. One by one, they started sharing. One by one, they started to share some pretty deep stuff. There were tears, there were hugs, there was support. It was beautiful. It was men being men. The session ends, and then, you know, I saw a couple of them reach for their shirt right away. Right? Like the safety blanket, right? Let me put this on, right? And I go, hang on. We're not done. Because true masculinity, what it does is it also honors the feminine. It honors the feminine. I know you men that are listening are going to get really uncomfortable with this, but I'll say it because it's the truth. It honors the feminine within one, because we are all both masculine and feminine, because we have a mother and a father. But it also honors the feminine and the feminine energy in others, in particular, our women. So what I had them do shirtless, because I remember this was a major issue for me being shirtless in front of a woman, ain't happening. So what I had them do was I had them walk as a group, as men, all of us, and we met face to face with the women. And I had them share with, I believe it was three women, three things that they admire about them. Now, we also had the leader of the women's group set that up and queue it up so that they would share with the men, so forth and so on. But you should have seen the women's reactions. It was like, oh, whoa, like, what is this? What is this? What is this strength? What is this newness? What is this power? What is this conviction? What is this energy? And it was beautiful. It was very, very healing. Very healing. I know that you're all picturing this moment. And as you picture this moment, my challenge to you right now is the following. If you're a man, when will you be able to finally look yourself in the mirror and understand that every man and every woman has some healing to do? And maybe your issue is not with having your shirt off. Maybe your issue is not body dysmorphia. But maybe, listen to me, maybe your insecurity is the opposite. Maybe your insecurity is that you are so wired to look good that that controls your life. And you've put so much emphasis on your body that you do things like take steroids. You do things like take growth hormone. You do things like spend time away from your family because you're so wired to look a certain way. You'll look the way you look when your body heals, because the body and the way it looks is just a reflection of what's going on inside. I want you to sit with that. Secondly, for you women, I just gave an example about men and the body. And for many of our women right now, and I say this with love, our women are being conditioned to believe that they are their body. And that if their body doesn't look a certain way, they're being shown models, examples, pardon me, throughout society that have done things to alter them. And you are free to do whatever you'd like, obviously. But my question to you is, for some women, you can begin to see that the question arises, when is enough enough? The answer is it's never enough. It's never enough until you go inside and you heal. And so we are, what, 2 weeks away from Awaken, I think, something like that. Yeah, February 17th, 18th, and 19th. If something I said today tugged at your heart in any way, shape, or form, which if you're human, I can pretty much guarantee you it did, then I want you to consider joining us. And I also want you to consider the following, that if you just said to yourself something like, how much does it cost, or where is it, or, you know, whatever the case may be, I want you to realize that's your active mind. And that active mind has been living from a story. And that story could be a story about money. And that story could be, I can't afford it. The question for you is, how long have you been living with that story? And if not now, when is it going to change? Because whenever you say the words, I can't afford it, what you're really saying is, I haven't discovered who I really am yet. Because when you discover who you really are, you'll realize there's nothing you can't afford. Because anything that you desire simply manifests. That's how powerful you are. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. For those of you that are joining us in Colorado or in Austin in June, I hope that you can feel my commitment to your growth, and I hope that you see that there definitely is a way for you to heal and awaken your highest self. Take care. A friendly reminder that as you hear and listen to these incredible stories of transformation in our podcasts, what's drawing you and what's connecting to your heart and making you feel what you feel when you hear them is your future self. Because what you're actually listening to is your story. It's your story of transformation. After all, we're all one. So anything that someone else experiences resonates with you because you probably have experienced it as well. A breakthrough that someone else experiences is probably resonating with you because it's the breakthrough that you're ready to have yourself. All you need is a little bit of guidance and a little bit of courage to accept the guidance. And so we want to invite you to visit our website on morelglobal.com and click on the button that says help me with, and you'll see how we can help you in either your business development or your personal development.